This morning's reading comes from Revelation 7, verses 9 to 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne, and round the elders, and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory, and wisdom and thanks, and honour, and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Hello, I've just nipped into the caravan for shelter because it looks like it's raining cats and dogs out there. Well, what a reading we've had today. What an absolute smorgasbord of vision to bounce around our minds. Just imagine the biggest concert you've ever been to, or the biggest football match, or the biggest anything really. All the people everywhere, all looking focused at the front. So, imagine it's even bigger. A huge multitude. More people than you can ever count. Every variety of people all together. No pushing or shoving. All looking to the throne and to the Lamb. Now remember, it's John who's looking at this vision. John, who's a prisoner on the island of Patmos. He's probably wearing quite grubby clothes at the moment, and he will notice the white robes, the clean white robes. And he would have remembered the palm branches from all those years ago when Jesus rode into Jerusalem and people were proclaiming him their king. Well, now we've still got palm branches, but the people are proclaiming him as their saviour. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And not only have you got more people than you can ever imagine, but you've got angels as well, and the elders. There are 24 elders dressed in white with gold crowns on their heads. And then there's those four living creatures, the one like the lion, the one like an ox, the one with the face like a man, and the other one looking like an eagle with wings, and all covered with eyes. And everyone is worshipping God. What a vision. And then, in the vision, one of the elders turns to John and speaks to him. So now he's in the vision. And the elder uses one of those techniques that teachers have used since time began. Ask the question. Don't give the answer, but ask the question. with all this going on, with everything that John can see, just giving him the answer is just going to go over the top of his head. But ask the question. The point that the elder wants John to understand is crucially important. Who are these people in white robes, and where have they come from? John paused. He paused in the middle of being amazed, and the question bounced around in his mind. Who are these people? Where did they come from? He didn't know. So the elder explains. They have come out of the tribulation. They are the ones who have suffered. And it's not just one tribulation, it's lots of sufferings. These are the people of every variety, every nation, every tribe, every language. These are the people who have suffered, and now they're here with God. They've washed their robes, and they've made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, that sounds a bit odd. Washing in blood does not make anything white. So what's that all about? And it's picture language. We know all about picture language. Because when I said it looks like it might start raining cats and dogs, I'm hoping that you understood it sounds like it's going to rain a lot. Not that I'm going to end up with a poodle in the porch. It's a saying that's used, and nobody really knows why. There's lots of theories about it, but there's not really an answer. But we do know about the washing of blood making things white. After all, we're in the season of Easter. We know that as a man, Jesus was killed, and that at that moment, he was the sacrifice. The sacrificial lamb for us all. In chapter 19 of his gospel, John tells us how one of the soldiers had a spear to check that Jesus was really dead. He pierced his side, and there was a flow, not of living blood, but of separated blood, blood and water. The living blood was no more. The sins of all the people, all the wrongdoings, the wrong thoughts, everything that could not be accepted by God, were paid for in that moment by the sacrifice of Jesus' blood. And so the robes are white. The people have no sin when they are washed in Jesus' blood. But these robes weren't something handed out before the service, like the prayer sheets, you know, collect one on the way in and one size fits all. They're individual robes, washed by the person wearing it, made white in the blood of the Lamb. It's a choice thing. Can we be humble enough to say that without Jesus, there's no way we could get into this gathering? No matter how much shopping we do for the neighbours, no matter how many charities we support, whatever we do, we just can't do it. We can only rely on Jesus. Do you remember one of Elton John's songs? He sang that sorry seems to be the hardest word, but sorry is nowhere near. The old prayer book confession says, O Lord, have mercy on us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those that are penitent. Restore those who are penitent according to thy promises, declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's not what we do. It's not even the way that we do it. But it's what we believe. What we believe and accept. What we own and proclaim. What Jesus has done for us. That's who they are. They have come from everywhere. And they're the people that have suffered. And they've accepted Jesus' sacrificial death for them. And this is where we are now. With God. Before his throne. And God will spread his tent over them. Now, I guess that only people who can enjoy camping can quite appreciate this picture. The transformation of a bit of field, a bit of grass, into your home. And there can be something really quite ridiculously soothing about listening to the rain on the tent. As long as you're safe inside. As long as it's a good tent. And God's tent is a magnificent tent. No more hunger, no more thirst, no more scorching heat. The Lamb as the shepherd to lead the way to springs of living water. And another thing to bounce around our mind. At the beginning of the reading, God was at the centre of some awesome worship. At the end of the reading, it's God who is wiping away every tear from their eyes. So I guess the question for us is, where do we want to wash our robes?